Temperatures are starting to heat up here this afternoon at the Vermilion County Fair in Indiana. My name is Brennan Easter, here with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio with WITY, and I have a 10-year 4-H member here with me today. This is Braden McLean. How are you doing this day?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So go ahead and talk me through some of that 10-year 4-H membership. What's some of the stuff you've done in the past?
So I did pinning goats for 10 years. I did rabbits for 10 years. I did collections for 10 years, woodworking for 10 years, and a whole bunch of other stuff for 10 years.
All sorts of experience all around the board. Do you have some particular activities that you had that were your favorites, or?
Yeah, so my aunt does goats for a living. So I got my goats are for my cousins that in year 4-H also. So basically, when I did my goats my first year, I was in a wheelchair in third grade. So I got head problems. So right now, just helping the Vermilion County Sheriff's Office out. Make sure I go for and see them at the booth here at the Vermilion County Fair.
So you mentioned the sheriff's office there. Could you go into a little more detail about what you do to help out the sheriff?
Yeah, so basically me and the sheriff know each other for like 1 year. I know the kids know me. Here at the Vermilion County Fair, everybody knows me as Cheeks, a.k.a. Bray McLean, like you said before, sir. But yeah, I just help them out with the booth here and there.
So you help out with the sheriff's booths here, right?
Yes.
So I noticed that throughout the week, the sheriff is going to have all kinds of safety demos going on. So you're going to be helping out with some of those?
Yeah, so the canine demo was yesterday. The canines came out. We had 2 canines this year. We had Nicole and I can't remember the other guy's name. But they're both from Vermilion County also. They're both from Clinton, Indiana. I'm from Cayuga, Indiana. I have a hill that can dine and see what's going on this year.
All right, cool. So, being involved with the 4-H Club for a while, you said you graduated back in 2020, correct?
Yes.
So, have you kind of stayed involved with the 4-H Club since the graduation, or?
Yeah, my aunt does her own things. I got cousins here that I say actual 10-year member also. So, it's happy to see her graduate this year. I know from Indiana Senior High School, I got a cousin that's coming up here soon, graduating from the same high school.
The 4-H Club membership does indeed run in the family here.
Yep.
You got some kind of particular activity at the fair that you look forward to participating in year after year?
No, I just come out and help out if I can. Being with a 10-year member, I go see the collections that everybody else is doing this year. Makes me miss doing. If I miss doing my rabbits, I miss doing my goats. I have Wolga name and told it before, walking her around the fair, and people was always smiling at me because I walk around like a goat, a dog.
You go to any other fairs around the area or just the Vermilion County one here?
Just Vermilion County Fair in Indiana.
All right. Just staying local where you're from, where you know, right?
Yep.
Looking forward to any other activities, particularly tonight?
Yeah, we had the parade tonight, like he said, you guys said before, and then one of the interviews, I believe. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to have the parade here at the Vermilion County Fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the parade, obviously you got to keep an eye on the weather there. Got some storms that might roll in. Of course, the rain's probably missing us to the south, like Mr. Baker said earlier. So hopefully all of that runs smoothly for you.
Yep.
But especially for the kids, because
I
was talking to some of them another time, and they were all excited. One of them was participating in the fair, and his friend, not the fair, the parade, and his buddy, who I was also interviewing with, was talking about how he was excited to go watch the parade because they were also going to throw out candy. So obviously the rain would put a damper on that, but
Yep. Hopefully
that everything can still run on schedule. My thoughts go out to whoever's organizing all of this because they are probably tearing some hair out, watching the weather, making sure that these thunderstorms that are in the area are going to roll out without any problems.
Yeah, so I got the buddy that I know, he does the organizing for the fair. For the parade, Tim Wilson does the parade stuff. So, yeah, hopefully Tim can keep an eye on the weather for us and we can have a good time.
Have you had any years where the weather has played a role in messing with the schedule of the fair? Or?
Yes, we have. Like last year, I believe, it messed up a whole bunch.
You want to go into a little more detail about what happened there?
So, yeah, basically the parade was canceled for a little bit. They had that back on at the later time. Fireworks were still going on that night, so yeah.
Just got to make do with what you got, right?
Yes.
Not going to have the ideal conditions every year, just got to roll with the punches, right?
Yep.
That's good. All right. Thank you, Braden, for this interview. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned to WITY for continued coverage of the Vermilion County Fair here on Indiana's Best Choice.